Go ahead and get started.
Sure. Thank you all for joining us this evening. I will actually go ahead and turn it over to you, Melissa, to get things started.
Thank you. This evening, we are having Alberto from Sage's Lab join us so he can give you some insight to what exactly they can do for us and the services they provide. Excuse me. Alberto, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself to the providers, that would be great.
Thank you, Melissa. Good afternoon to all. My name is Alberto Nájera. I work with Sage's Diagnostics. So just I know you have your call, and I don't want to keep take too much of your time. So what our lab does, we are a specialty group out of Houston, Texas, and we specialize in derm path. We're not a corporation, but we're owned by a couple of physicians that are dermatopathologists, and we cover all the U.S. And with the dermatologists. But Stephanie had reached out because they needed your company needed our services, and a few doctors have used us. So pretty much in a nutshell, what we do is we can help you with all your biopsies whenever you go see your patients in the care facilities. We're able to process and give you results back, so you can pretty much take care of that patient whenever you see some kind of suspicious wound, things like that. All of our pathologists are board certified or dual board certified. So one of them are there would be dermatopathologist, and the other ones would be dermatologist slash dermatopathologist. I've been working with Stephanie, and I've been pretty much setting up a few physicians in California, New York, Ohio, and to provide our services. I don't know if that's too short, or Melissa, do you need me to explain something a little bit more?
No, we'll open it up and see if any of the providers have any questions for you about your services.
Okay.
Does anybody have any questions?
Dr. Lynn here, question, Ohio.
Yes.
So, my question for you, Alberto, is what's the process for you to give us a read? Do we send you samples or put you in touch with our labs or what?
Well, what we're doing right now, you said Dr. Lin, I'm sorry?
Yep, Lynn, yes,
Yes.
sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, Dr. Lin. So what we're doing is with the physicians that started working with us in your organization, what they do is I'll send you all your supplies that you need, your formula and vials, your bags, FedEx bags with the labels. And what usually they're doing is they'll go in. Let's say you're seeing a patient. You notice a suspicious lesion in the facility. You would take the biopsy, fill out the requisition. We would send you manual requisitions, fill out the requisitions with all the patient information, demographics, and pretty much what all the doctors are doing. They'll just send me a text directly and say, "Hey, Alberto, I'm in, I don't know, so and so nursing home or nursing facility. Can you please send the FedEx folks?" We pick it up from there. We process it. The pathologist, depending on the state where you're at, will read it because of the license, and pretty much we'll send. We're trying to centralize everything to for all the faxes to go to your Ohio office, and Stephanie and them will get them, and then they'll distribute the results back to you. If there's any cancerous or any If there's any melanoma in situ, invasive melanomas, Merkel cell carcinomas, all those, what we do, our pathologists will contact me, and I will contact you and let you know that you have an invasive melanoma.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And so, Alberto, just to clarify, you do dermatopathologic work, but you also do things like PCR cultures and those types of things, correct?
Unfortunately, so we don't have a microbiology department. So what I would recommend on those, because those are very sensitive, I would send them directly to whoever you're using. Normally, if it's a regular culture or a fungal culture, we need them in the lab in between 48 and 72 hours, and we only really pass that on to Quest Diagnostics. And sometimes they don't get to the lab on time, so Quest will reject the specimen. So to answer your question, sir, we really don't do any microbiology. It's strictly dermatology. Gotcha. Biopsies.
Gotcha. And are there any major insurance carriers that we should be aware that you are not contracted with from the patient standpoint?
No, we're contracted, excuse me, nationwide. Even though we're technically a small laboratory, we're contracted nationwide with all the major carriers here. So, and whenever a patient gets, let's say that they get rejected, let's say that claim gets denied, we try to appeal it. They say no, we will not bill the patient. If the patient goes out of network, we will not bill the patient either. But usually with all the, with my experience that I have, because I cover several states, it's very rare that we get an out-of-network or a denied claim. It's mainly with the smaller, kind of like the Obamacare and things like that, that will reject it, sir. But we will not bill the patient.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Any other questions? I appreciate you joining us this evening, Alberto. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I'll leave the chat room and I will see you in your next call.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
All right, Melissa, I'll let you continue on with the rest of your agenda.
Okay. So I have a handful of things on the agenda for this evening. With recent feedback from facilities, we need to do better with our infection control practices. We have had some concerns brought to our attention that not everybody is using hand hygiene or hand washing in between patients, when you're touching, debridement supplies, you're just taking your gloves off and, not doing any kind of hand washing or hand hygiene. The other issue is enhanced barrier precautions. Hopefully the facilities have everything you need, but facilities have been saying that our providers are not great about adhering to the enhanced barrier precautions. And then the last thing for infection control is eating while rounding. We've recently had, a handful of facilities reach out to us and let us know that physicians are eating, not just physicians, but providers in general, are eating at the cart, eating while walking down the hall. So be mindful that we really shouldn't be eating while we're rounding. If you need to take a quick break, let the staff know, take a 5-10 minute break, step into an appropriate space, a conference room, the DON office, somewhere that's private. Proper product utilization. Remember, alginate is for moderate to large exudate. Wound gel is for minimal to no exudate when you're selecting your dressings. This has been another issue. These products will not get paid for by Part B billing services if we don't have proper documentation. Proper classification of wounds. Make sure you're reviewing the patient chart or face sheets for applicable diagnoses. Diabetic, PAD, PVD, venous, surgical. We're seeing an uptake in wounds that are just called open wounds. And then when we review the face sheets or go into PCC, we're seeing that these patients are actually diabetic, have arterial issues, venous issues, surgical sites that are documented clearly in PCC. We always have to address our wounds that have declined or that are same stable for 3 weeks. Declining wounds have to be addressed either by a treatment change or some other intervention on the date of service that they're noted. Same stables, it's on that third week that those have to be addressed. Providers should be ordering any testing that is pertinent to wound care. Facilities have recently reached out and said that, they've requested and maybe an X-ray to be ordered to rule out osteo, ABIs to verify proper classification or etiology, and that providers are not always willing and open to do that. Dr. Karamati, do you want to say anything about that?
Sure. I mean, if it's pertaining to the wound, then it is expected, for us to diagnose, manage, and treat. I understand that, there is oftentimes a coordination with the primary care for certain things, but when it comes to, diagnostic workup, that should be our responsibility because the primary cares don't necessarily know what tests we need or want. And so, that should come from the person who's needing to interpret that information. So, radiology, vascular studies, things like that should be directed by us.
Thank you. We have some new IT support services available to us. So we don't have to just rely on Dina or myself for Aprima issues. The support lines are noted in the agenda I sent today. And then I believe Dina or your RMs are following up with this information again. So you have the down support line for Dell. And then we also are contracted with Continuous Networks now. They have a 24/7 help desk. They do operate in stand within 8 to 9 p.m., 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So outside of those hours, you can contact Dina or myself, and we'll make sure that they understand that this is support that we need after hours. That's all I have for today.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
What is Continuous Networks?
Continuous Networks, it is one, it's the platform that we do like our HIPAA and our cybersecurity training for. And then two, they offer IT services. So we're now contracted with them so they can remote into your computer if you're having computer issues. So
That includes Aprima and
yes.
Windows and
Yeah.
whatever.
So Dell would be anything Dell related. However, Continuous will package everything, but if you are having Aprima issues, definitely reach out to Continuous and not just the Dell support line. Continuous can help us with Aprima. Are there any other questions about the new IT support lines? Okay, if you don't receive that information in the next 24 hours, reach out to me and I'll make sure you have all the numbers that you need.
All right. Thank you very much, Melissa. So a few things on my agenda this evening. A couple that I actually want to pass along from Lauren, regarding the cybersecurity training. This is something that we all have to do on an annual basis. There are still a couple of individuals that haven't done this training. I'm not sure what the delay or issue may be. If you are having any difficulties, please reach out to Lauren. That is something that we are tracking. It is something that we need to get done. It's something that we're going to have to do again very soon as we approach the new year. So please get that done. Also, your flu vaccine information should be sent to Lauren by the end of this week. Hopefully everybody's had a chance to get their flu shots this year, but please forward that information over to Lauren. Any questions about those? All right. The next thing I want to speak about is, Milt is not on the call this evening, but we are fortunate and happy to mention that we are beginning to expand into other states and territories. What that means that, you know, our clinical panel is growing as well. And a number of you have taken on, you know, the role as a physician supervisor. And we, you know, we appreciate that. One thing that I do want to emphasize that a key component of the physician supervisory role is that there is some form of, you know, communication and education that occurs on a monthly basis. You know, our physician supervisors are listed on, you know, those weekly audits for that mid-level provider. And, you know, you can certainly use that as a guide to select the topic for review or discussion. Otherwise, you may want to communicate with, you know, whomever you're supervising to discuss topics that may be of value and benefit as well. So again, there's a worksheet that goes along with this that needs to be submitted, but please make sure that you are having, you know, an educational session, whether it's over phone, over FaceTime, whatever that may be, to review that. Any questions about that? All right. The last thing that I want to review is we have noticed on some of the biologics orders that there has been an uptick on patients who are expiring mid-treatment. Now, we understand that, you know, unexpected things will be happening, but it is a bit of concern if, you know, we're noticing that these patients that are medically optimized all of a sudden are, you know, all of a sudden are having these kind of catastrophic events. So please make sure you are reviewing and making sure that you are selecting appropriate patients. You know, we are, as a practice, you know, reviewing the policies and procedures when it comes to biologics. And, you know, we are continuing to, you know, refine things as CMS changes the guidelines. But these patients should be, you know, healthy enough to, you know, complete the course of treatment. And like I said, we've noticed that there have now been a number of patients who mid-treatment are, you know, having significant events and expiring. So please make sure that you are selecting patients based on the criteria that we've provided. Additionally, we've talked about the some of the new guidelines, especially for, you know, venous and diabetic wounds. You will be receiving an updated pocket card in the mail. Hopefully those should be sent out here soon and to your locations. Any questions about anything discussed tonight? No questions? Everybody's good? All right, then. I appreciate you all for joining us this evening. And if there's anything that does come up, please let us know.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.